With the Farm and Ranch Report, I'm Rick Worthington. How would you like to bite into what you think is a juicy hamburger, only to find out after the bite, hey, that's not meat at all? Well, recently, the U.S. House of Representatives introduced a bipartisan-backed Real Marketing Edible Artifacts Truthfully Act of 2019. It's also known as the Real Meat Act to combat the rise of misleading labels on alternative protein products. The NCBA's Danielle Beck says fake meat should not be able to call their product beef.
The Food, Drug, and Cosmetic Act has had very clear misbranding provisions since its enactment. And basically, any product that imitates another with a set standard of identity needs to have the word imitation preceding the product name, same size font, same size lettering. That has been the law for decades. It's not a First Amendment issue. It's about truth in labeling. And really, you know, beef producers are currently at a disadvantage because their products are regulated by an entirely separate agency from the Food and Drug Administration. And so this bill will close the gap, and it doesn't make any significant changes to the law. It just requires both agencies to enforce what's already on the books.
The Real Meat Act will codify the definition of beef for labeling purposes and reinforce existing misbranding provisions and enhance enforcement measures. Thanks for listening to the Farm and Ranch Report. Get more information at aginfo.net. I'm Rick Worthington.